Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 61. I'm Haley Griffiths and this week we're exploring the incredibly fascinating world of color, in particular, the science of color in marketing and how it can improve everything from your product and brand to your content and social media results.
Hey Haley, question for you. Why is Facebook blue?
I am honestly not sure. Why is it blue, Brian?
Well, according to the New Yorker, it's because Mark Zuckerberg is red-green colorblind, meaning that blue is the color Mark can see best. In his own words, Zuck says, "Blue is the richest color for me. I can see all of blue." Not very scientific, right? Luckily, this is a unique case and there's some amazing evidence around color and purchasing decisions in marketing.
I had no idea Mark Zuckerberg was red-green colorblind. That's quite interesting. So how do colors really affect us and what is the science of colors in marketing? Let's dive in. Did you know that the visual sense is the strongest developed one in most human beings? So when it comes to branding, it's only natural that 90% of an assessment for trying out a product is made by color alone. To highlight the power of color, let's start off with a little game. Brian, you can play along too.
Okay.
So all of the listeners, start by closing your eyes. Unless you are driving or walking, then please keep your eyes open for this one. I'm going to list two colors. And you have to try and guess which company I'm referring to based just on the colors that I say. And we will give you the answers at the end of this episode so everyone has a chance to think about them.
Ooh, this sounds fun. Let's do it.
All right. Company number one, the colors are pink and gray.
Pink and gray. Okay, I'm going to write these down just so I can remember them for the end of the episode.
Okay.
I got a couple ideas.
You got a few? All right. Do you have your answer written down?
I'm all set.
Okay. Company number two, green and yellow.
Green and yellow. All right. I think I have an answer for that one.
Okay. That one took me a while. And the third one, orange and black. Not the Netflix series, but the company that is associated with those colors.
Or the holiday. And Halloween.
or the holiday.
All right. I think I have my answers.
Okay.
I'm super excited for the end here.
Awesome. Well, many of you have probably caught on to the game by now. Each of these colors sparks the thought of a particular company or companies in your mind, hopefully if they've done their job correctly. And while there's technically no one answer for each, this exercise shows just how important color is in brand recognition and recall when promoted. Don't worry, I will definitely give you the answers at the end of the episode.
That is so interesting, Haley. But believe it or not, you know, only one company came to mind when you mentioned each of those color combos, but it was wild how quickly they appeared in my memory. So I'm excited to hear which companies you're referring to at the end. Thanks for the game.
That was fun.
So next in our color exploration is one that I think has the potential to really shift people's perception when it comes to branding, and that's emotion. Specifically, which colors trigger which feelings for us. The incredible part is that all of this happens subconsciously. So for example, yellow triggers optimism, orange triggers friendliness, red triggers excitement, purple creativity, blue trustworthiness, green peacefulness, and gray balance.
Oh, wow. And where it gets especially interesting is when we take a look at what the major brands out there are using. A lot of color choices become more obvious and strategic. Clearly, every one of these companies is seeking to trigger a very specific emotion. Taking a look at yellow, for example, which triggers optimism, the color is used by Nikon, UPS, Best Buy, Subway, Cheerios, Sprint, IKEA, McDonald's, whereas the blue that triggers trustworthiness is used by Dell, JP Morgan, Intel, American Express, HP, IBM, and GE.
Whoa. Yeah. A lot of banking and software industries there.
Yeah.
And one more just for fun. And this one's my favorite are the brands that use a spectrum of colors, brands like eBay, Google, Microsoft, and NBC. But on top of that, colors also play a huge role in a person's subconscious when we want to buy something, which I think is super important and a great lesson for marketers here coming up.
Kissmetrics ran a study and created an amazing infographic on the science of how colors affect our purchases. Just so all of our listeners know, you can check out all of the charts and graphs we're talking about today over on the Buffer blog. Simply search The Science of Colors Buffer in Google and we will be right there at the top. Anyway, so Kissmetrics found that colors have different effects in the buyer's journey. Yellow is often used to grab the attention of window shoppers, while red creates a sense of urgency. This helps explain why the color blue, related to trust and security, is often used by banks and software companies that have a lot of sensitive information on hand, which we saw.
Absolutely. And that's funny. I didn't even realize that we were going to mention that later in the episode.
There we go.
Yeah. And Kissmetrics, speaking of Kissmetrics' research, also found that green is the most relaxing color brands can use to make buying much easier in the process, which really gets the wheels turning here. Everything we put out on social media in terms of color choices impacts our results. I'd imagine that this is particularly true with advertising. So choosing to use blues and greens with bigger, more complicated ads, and then yellow and red for time-sensitive advertising might mean a lower cost per click and more purchases from your customers. I do think I'll have to experiment with that here at Buffer, and I will get back to you with a report soon on how those performed.
I would love to hear that. So all of this might be fairly entertaining, but let's dive into some actual things we can apply today to our website or app. The answer comes yet again from the great research done by the awesome people over at Kissmetrics. If you are building a product or piece of content that mainly targets women, the best advice for you from Kissmetrics is women love blue, purple, and green, and women hate orange, brown, and gray.
Is that true? I was actually curious about that.
I don't think I can speak for all women, but I do like the colors they mentioned. I don't know about orange. I do like Amazon and they use that in their logo.
Yes, but, good point.
I don't know. This is very interesting. And so not to leave men out at all, if your product or content is strictly targeting men, the rules of the game are slightly different. Men love blue, green, and black, and men hate brown, orange, and purple. So the trend is both women and men seem to like blue and green and seem to hate orange and brown.
Yeah, I would say that my first go-to colors aren't necessarily brown and orange.
Isn't that the UPS logo? No, yeah. Is it? Yes.
Okay. I feel like it is.
I'm like, there's some strong brown brands out there, brown and orange.
And another amazing experiment, Performable, which is now HubSpot, wanted to find out whether simply changing the color of a button would make a difference in conversion rates on websites. So they started out with a simple hypothesis of choosing between two colors, green and red, and tried to guess what would happen. For green, they guessed that it brings up ideas like natural and environment, and given its wide use in traffic lights, suggests the idea of go or forward movement. For red, they guessed it is often thought to communicate excitement, passion, blood, and warning. It is also used as a color for stopping at traffic lights, so red is also known to be eye-catching. Clearly, an A-B test between green and red would result in green, the more friendly color, to win. At least, that was their guess.
So, how did that experiment turn out? The answer was more surprising than we had expected. The red button outperformed the green button by 21%. What's most important to consider is that nothing else was changed at all. In other words, 21% more people clicked on the red button than on the green button. Everything else on the page was the same. So it was only the button color that made this difference. This definitely made me wonder if we were to read all of the research before this experiment and ask every researcher which version they would guess would perform better, I'm sure green would be the answer in nearly all cases. And it was not so. But despite all the studies, generalizations are extremely hard to make. Whatever change you make, treat it first as a hypothesis and see if the actual experiment works for you.
One quick last fun fact for everyone. I've always wondered why hyperlinks are blue. And just in case you have too, I went searching for the answer. In short, it is to give the best contrast between blue and the original gray of websites. Tim Berners-Lee, the main inventor of the web, is believed to be the man who first made hyperlinks blue. Mosaic, a very early web browser, displayed web pages with an ugly gray background and black text. The darkest color available at the time that was not the same as the black text was the blue color. Therefore, to make links stand apart from the plain text but still be readable, the color blue was selected. So next time you're at a party, you'll have that little gem to bust out.
I am definitely going to bring that up. All right. That's how you know you're cool at all of the parties you go to. So, summing this all up, before I give the answers to our quiz from the beginning of the show, it's important for marketers to remember that while certain colors do broadly align with specific emotional triggers, many academic studies on color and branding will tell you that it's far more important for colors to support the personality you want to portray instead of trying to align with stereotypical color associations.
Yeah, that's a great point, Haley. Color is a very important element when creating a brand identity. One way to think about this, the relationship between brands and color hinges on the perceived appropriateness of the color being used for the particular brand. In other words, does the color fit with what is being sold?
I like it. All right. So, drum roll for those answers.
Drum roll, please.
Company number one for pink and gray is T-Mobile.
Oh, I put Lyft. I thought it was going to be Lyft.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, Lyft has a strong pink going on. Do they have gray?
I don't know. I guess I don't think so.
Okay. Company number two for green and yellow is John Deere.
Ooh. I put Subway.
Yes. I was initially, I'm like, I don't think I use John Deere products, so I didn't really think of that. And company number three, which I've already mentioned, orange and black, is Amazon.
Yes, I got number three. That was a good one. I like it. But I guess that goes to show that multiple companies can be associated with typical brand colors. And I guess they're all doing their job right in that sense.
Yeah, it's true. And I mean, even though Amazon is using two of the colors that are said to be colors that people hate, maybe it's the fact that they owned those colors. Like maybe no one else is using those colors as much. And so they're dominating. Who knows? Thank you for joining us today for another episode of The Science of Social Media. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we would greatly appreciate it if you'd send this episode to one friend or family member who you think might enjoy it.
And if you send this episode along in all red text, you're sure to trigger feelings of excitement among your friends and family.
I don't know about that.
We'd also love to hear from you as well. Feel free to send us any comments our way on Twitter using the hashtag BufferPodcast. Until next week, everyone.